Welcome to episode 1119 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Isaac, the long-awaited son of Abraham and Sarah, was born according to God's promise when Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90. His birth was a miraculous fulfillment of God's covenant, marking him as the chosen heir through whom the covenantal blessings would continue. As per God's command, Isaac was circumcised at 8 days old, signifying his inclusion in the covenant that God had made with Abraham. His early years were shaped by the extraordinary circumstances of his birth, the faith of his parents, and the growing realization that he was the child of promise. As Isaac grew, a pivotal event occurred that would shape his future. At a great feast held to celebrate his weaning, likely around the age of 2 or 3, Sarah noticed Ishmael, Abraham's son by Hagar, mocking or ridiculing Isaac. The exact nature of Ishmael's actions is debated, but it was serious enough for Sarah to demand that Hagar and Ishmael be sent away. Sarah, recognizing the divine purpose in Isaac's life, insisted that he alone should inherit Abraham's covenant blessings. Though distressed, Abraham obeyed after receiving assurance from God that Isaac was indeed the heir of the covenant, while Ishmael would also become a great nation. This moment further solidified Isaac's role in biblical history. He was the uncontested heir of the promises God made to Abraham. His life, from an early stage, was set apart by God's direct intervention, shaping his identity and future. The Midrash offers more commentary on the relationship between Isaac and Ishmael. This Jewish text asserts Ishmael engaged in idolatry, immorality, and even attempted to harm Isaac. Some Jewish commentators believe Ishmael was jealous of Isaac, seeing him as the true heir to Abraham's blessing, and that he sought to exert dominance over him. Some traditions suggest Abraham, recognizing Isaac as the chosen heir of God's covenant, provided him with extensive spiritual instruction. According to Midrashic sources, Isaac was raised in a devout household where he learned about God's laws and ways. One of the most defining moments of Isaac's early life was the event known in Jewish tradition as the Akedah, or the binding of Isaac, recorded in Genesis 22. Sometime in his youth, possibly as a teenager or young adult, God tested Abraham's faith by commanding him to sacrifice Isaac on Mount Moriah. Isaac, unaware of the full plan, obediently carried the wood for the sacrifice as he and his father ascended the mountain. When he asked about the lamb for the offering, Abraham responded with deep faith, saying, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." At the last moment, as Abraham raised the knife to sacrifice his son, an angel of the Lord intervened, stopping him and providing a ram caught in a thicket as a substitute. This event profoundly shaped Isaac's understanding of faith, trust, and divine providence. It also prefigured Jesus Christ's future sacrifice, as Isaac became a symbolic willing sacrifice, who foreshadowed the ultimate redemption. Isaac's willingness to comply with his father's obedience suggests his own faith in God. Though the text focuses primarily on Abraham's faith, Isaac's submission, trust, and silence in the face of potential death reflect his own growing spiritual maturity. Following this event, Isaac remained with Abraham. But soon his life was shaped by another major moment, the death of his mother, Sarah. Sarah died at 127 years old, and Abraham mourned deeply for her. He purchased the cave of Machpelah in Hebron as a burial site, securing the first legal claim to the land God had promised. Although Isaac is not mentioned much in Genesis 23, we can assume he grieved his mother's death. The absence of his name in this chapter might indicate that he withdrew into solitude, deeply affected by her passing. This is significant because later, when Isaac marries Rebekah, the Bible notes that she comforted him after his mother's death, suggesting that he carried his grief for some time. As Abraham grew older, he became concerned with finding a wife for Isaac to continue the covenant line. Rather than allowing Isaac to marry a Canaanite woman, Abraham sent his most trusted servant, likely Eliezer, to find a wife from among his own relatives in Mesopotamia. Through divine guidance, the servant met Rebekah, a kind and hospitable young woman who was the granddaughter of Abraham's brother Nahor. In a beautiful demonstration of God's providence, she agreed to leave her home immediately and journey to Canaan to marry Isaac. The Bible describes their first meeting in poetic terms. As Isaac was meditating in the field, he looked up and saw Rebekah approaching on a camel. When she saw him, she covered herself with a veil, and the two were soon married. Their union was one of love and comfort. The text specifically states that Isaac loved Rebekah, which is a rare mention of love in an arranged marriage in the Bible. Moreover, their marriage helped Isaac heal from the grief of losing his mother, showing the deep emotional connection they shared. Like his mother Sarah before him, Rebekah faced infertility, and Isaac had to learn patience and dependence on God. For 20 years, they remained childless, despite the promise that Abraham's descendants would be numerous. Unlike his father, who sought to fulfill God's promise through Hagar, Isaac responded differently. He prayed persistently. Genesis 25 verse 21 states, "Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah his wife conceived." This brief verse reveals Isaac's strong faith and his role as a man of prayer. His response to waiting on God's promise contrasts with Abraham's earlier impatience, demonstrating his quiet and trusting nature. After years of waiting, God answered Isaac's prayers, and Rebekah conceived twins. However, her pregnancy was difficult, and she sought the Lord for an explanation. God revealed to her that two nations were in her womb, and that the older son would serve the younger. This prophecy foreshadowed the lifelong struggle between Jacob and Esau, and the ultimate fulfillment of God's sovereign plan. When the twins were born, Esau came first, red and covered in hair, followed by Jacob, who was grasping Esau's heel. Their names reflected their destinies. Esau, meaning hairy or rough, became a hunter and a man of the field, while Jacob, meaning heel grabber or supplanter, would later outmaneuver his brother to receive the birthright and blessing. Isaac was 60 years old when his sons were born, marking the fulfillment of a long-awaited promise. The birth of Jacob and Esau continued the covenant lineage and set the stage for the unfolding of God's redemptive plan. Isaac's life from infancy to fatherhood was marked by moments of divine intervention, deep faith, and quiet perseverance. He was the child of promise, miraculously born to elderly parents and chosen to carry forward God's covenant. His willingness to be sacrificed, his grief for his mother, his love for Rebekah, and his persistent prayers for children all reveal his character as a man of faith. Yet, his story is also one of struggle, family conflicts, infertility, and the challenge of raising two very different sons. Despite these difficulties, Isaac remained a key figure in God's plan, bridging the generations between Abraham and Jacob. His journey teaches us the importance of trusting in God's timing, remaining faithful in seasons of waiting, and honoring God's covenant with obedience and prayer. Isaac is often depicted as a man of submission and meditation, contrasting with Abraham's active leadership and Jacob's cunning wisdom. Genesis 24 verse 63 says that Isaac went out into the field to meditate, which rabbinic tradition interprets as an act of prayer and devotion. He represents gevura, restraint and discipline in Jewish mystical thought, meaning he embodied quiet strength, endurance, and faithfulness. Isaac is portrayed as a peacemaker in both the Bible and Jewish tradition. In Genesis 26, he redigs the wells of Abraham which had been stopped up by the Philistines. Instead of fighting for dominance, Isaac moves away multiple times to avoid conflict. The Midrash sees this as a sign of Isaac's character, choosing peace over confrontation, trusting God to provide. His life is marked by stability and divine favor rather than battles and conquests. The life of Isaac, between his birth and the birth of his sons, is filled with spiritual significance, trials, and faithfulness. While the biblical text gives us key milestones, non-biblical sources and traditions provide additional depth, portraying Isaac as a devoted servant of God, a willing participant in the Akedah, and a man of prayer and peace. His story sets the stage for the continuation of God's covenant, leading to the birth of Jacob and Esau, and the unfolding of God's redemptive plan. Isaac's steadfastness in waiting for God's promises reminds us that divine blessings often require patience, trust, and unwavering faith. Father, thank you for the life of Isaac and the lessons of faith, patience, and obedience that we learn from his journey. Help us to trust in your promises even when they seem distant, and to remain faithful in the waiting. May we, like Isaac, seek peace, walk in humility, and live in alignment with your covenant, knowing that you are always working for our good. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.